This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said diplomatic efforts were underway to save the remaining fighters holed up inside the Azovstal steelworks in the city of Mariupol as more civilians were evacuated from the bombed-out plant. The defenders have vowed not to surrender. Ukrainian officials fear Russian forces want to wipe them out by Monday in time for Moscow's commemorations of the former Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. The Taliban on Saturday ruled Afghan women must cover their faces according to a decree from the group's supreme leader. An escalation of growing restrictions on women in public that is drawing a backlash from the international community and many Afghans. A spokesman for the Ministry for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice read the decree from the group's supreme leader at a press conference in Kabul, saying that a woman's father or closest male relative would be visited and eventually imprisoned or fired from government jobs if she did not cover her face outside the home. France's Emmanuel Macron was sworn in for his second term as president on Saturday, promising to lead the country with a new method as his political rivals kicked off campaigning for next month's legislative elections. In a country where presidents rarely get reelected, Macron won 58.5% of the votes in the second round against the far-right's Marine Le Pen, despite strong oppositions to his pro-business policies and a proposal to raise the retirement age. Relatives of the missing in Cuba's capital desperately searched Saturday for victims of an explosion at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels that killed at least 26 people, and rescuers used dogs to hunt for the hotel, apparently caused by